Professionalism's your doom. It's better to be someone whom can be fun and silly. Goof is the chili that helps your relationships bloom. Hello, everybody. This is Pace Smith of pacesmith.com, kicking off the Bloom Your Online Relationships 30-Day Challenge. And I want to encourage you to be an authentic goofball. So I started this off with a limerick, because that is one of the ways in which I love to be an authentic goofball. Limericks are goofy. They're usually dirty. Mine aren't always dirty. But it's authentic because I love writing them. If I was just like, you know, what's really hot online today is limericks, which is not true. But if it were, and I was just trying to hop on the bandwagon, that wouldn't really be authentic. And even if I could do it, I wouldn't be really creating connection with people, and I would probably burn out at some point from doing something that I wasn't really into. And when I say professionalism's your doom, I don't mean that you don't want people to trust in you, because of course you do. But what I'm talking about is the kind of professionalism that's dry and boring. Like, I'm just going to do my job and I'm going to present a professional image and not really let people know any part of what makes me quirky or unique or goofy. So professionalism is a way in which you can really do it wrong. You can totally have both. You can be professional and have people trust you and still be an authentic goofball. Like, another example of doing it wrong is, like, say that you're a chiropractor and you're working on a patient and you're like, oh, I'm going to be an authentic goofball. Let me tell this hilarious story about this time when I pushed too hard and I actually broke the bones of one of my patients. Wasn't that funny? That's the kind of story that's going to make the person on the table not want to be on that table anymore. That's the kind of thing that would totally undermine trust in you and your business instead of building it. But most authentically goofy things you can do have absolutely nothing to do with your business, or they're just kind of random-ish things about yourself. But when you do it right, then telling true, authentic stories about yourself or just being authentically goofy creates connection. And that can really bloom and deepen the online relationships that you have. If you tell a little goofy thing about yourself, then that can encourage other people to open up and share more of themselves. And that connection is the advantage that we have as small business owners over all those faceless corporations. And without being an authentic person, you can't really take advantage of that. And I think that being an authentic goofball is the best way to take advantage of that. Being a goofball makes you memorable, because a lot of people aren't willing to put themselves out there and just kind of be silly, or they don't want to because they have this whole professional image thing. But it's also just fun, and fun makes people happy. And if people associate you with being happy, then there's no way that can be bad for your business. So, as an example, and because it's fun, back in the 80s, I used to love this song called Ponderous by Too New. And I recorded it on the radio and listened to it over and over and over again until I learned the chorus. And it goes a little something like this. Papa chicka maga naga shing gao, jinga ba wali wali demo ching pow, heavy gabalua kama genesing pee, mama chicka mana one is now three. And that has nothing to do with anything. But hey, it's fun. So my challenge to you is to go out there and be an authentic goofball. Share a story or a dorky talent that you have with your audience. And that is that. This has been Pace Smith of pacesmith.com, go out there and be an authentic goofball.